Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. 1 hour
appreciate
left,
you
folks.
For taking part, listening, calling
you,
in, tweeting in the first 3 hours of the show.
You can contact me anytime. All social media is at JR Sport Brief. It's very simple. And we had a hell of a show. We started off talking about the biggest surprises in week two. Thank God we got this far. Coaches are getting fined. Teams are getting fined $250,000 for their coaches not wearing masks. There's a lot that's going on in the NFL in 2 weeks. We talked about folks who are on the upswing, folks who are on the downswing. Cam Newton on the up and up, already being asked about his contract status in New England. He says, I'm just here for the respect. The money will come. I agree with Cam. There's no rush from anybody's space to try to go ahead and have this guy paid right now. Let's take our time. Josh Allen lighting it up. Drew Brees not so hot right now. A matter of fact, Drew Brees is so not hot. He was outplayed by Derek Carr. He's 41 years old. We're getting a lot of talks and conversation as to whether or not Drew Brees is done. And for a guy who just is going into the Hall of Fame, passing yards leader and throwing touchdowns. And Drew Brees, for right now, he says he's not worried about what his numbers are saying about his performance. Listen to Drew.
My job is to execute the offense, right? And so I think I've always evaluated myself on being a great decision maker. And so at the end of the day, I'm going to throw the ball to the open guy, move the ball down the field, score points, help us win football games. You know, so that's my job. My job is not to have the most air yards or throw the ball down the field the most or anything like that. My job is to help us win. My job is to help put everybody around me in the best position to succeed. And that's all I'm focused on.
Well, damn, Drew Brees. I mean, just say what you really want to say. Say Michael Thomas is hurt. And it sucks. Say, I want to throw the ball at somebody besides Alvin Kamara. Say that. Say you don't have the great or great rapport yet with Manny Sanders. Say that. I mean, to talk about, hey, I'm not here to fling the ball all around the field. I'm not here. Come on, man. Like, stop. I know you're Drew Brees, and great leader, get everybody fired up, but you're a little bit older. We know a lot of those passes to Michael Thomas is like quick shots. Drew Brees is fortunate enough right now to play with a guy who has like Stickum on his hands permanently. That's a good look. But he's missing him right now. And yeah, when Michael Thomas comes back, hopefully he's healthy. I'm assuming it's going to take him a minute to get revved up from his high ankle sprain, depending on how quick he decides to return. Yeah, the Saints, I said I got them over the Buccaneers just for continuity reasons. But it looks like between them and the Bucs, I guess they'll fight it out for the division lead. I had the Saints winning the division. I had the Buccaneers coming in second, closer to maybe a
9-7, a 10-6? And then maybe, just maybe, if the Falcons could get their lives together, the Atlanta Falcons might be able to surprise or fight some folks. But, alas, same old Falcons. Dan Quinn is still there, and he is still giving away games. He's still coaching a team that is not prepared to play two halves of football. It doesn't matter if it's the first or the second. This week, they totally blew it in the second half. But what else is new? That's just what the Falcons do. But speaking about the NFC South, and I'm sorry, I did not even mention the Carolina Panthers. Why would I? Christian McCaffrey's gone, so, I mean, even less of a reason to talk about the Panthers. But when you think about the super team that was created in Tampa Bay, when you have a Tom Brady come down, when you add him to a Godwin who, thank God, this guy's out of concussion protocol, and you have a Mike Evans who put up amazing stats and numbers despite his injury. When you sign a Leonard Fournette. And then, obviously, one of the big moves, the big move that we saw that everybody went, what is this super team? It was early on. Rob Gronkowski coming out of retirement to play with Tom Brady. We know Rob Gronkowski, this guy is going into the Hall of Fame. And if there was ever such a Hall of Fame speech that you wanted to hear, like, is Rob Gronkowski even going to write one? Is it necessary? Give this guy a microphone and just let him go. Yeah, I probably won't even watch live. I probably won't even be able to stomach it. I'll check it out the next day because it'll probably be ridiculous. I might be too mature, or maybe I'm not, for whatever, eighth grade speech that he comes up with. I'm sure we'll have plenty of sexual references and jokes about Tom Brady and Belichick. But despite that, despite a year off, a year away from football, a year where Rob Gronkowski did not have to have the snot beat out of him, he's back. And in two games of being back, what the hell are we watching with Rob Gronkowski? Tom Brady has not been able to find this man. He's been throwing in passes since 2011. Super Bowl rings. I mean, Gronkowski might have been, may not have always been healthy. But this guy, like I said, is going into the Hall of Fame. And when you think about some of the guys, other dudes on the team, yes, they're playing with some amazing position players. This might be the most talented offensive team with skill players that Tom Brady's played on. Sans maybe Randy Moss. Yes, not going to forget that squad. Record-breaking. Having said that, Rob Gronkowski is not going to be the sole option. Rob Gronkowski is not going to be the end-all, be-all of this offense. And at the same time, Rob Gronkowski has not played football in a year. Do we think his timing is going to be there? Do we think he's going to be impeccable? Do we believe Rob Gronkowski is just supposed to pick up where he left off with Tom Brady years ago? No. It takes time. If I got to go ahead and look at Godwin and then Evans on the other side, yeah, it's not always going to work out for Gronkowski. He'll have a game. He'll have some moments. But Bruce Arians, who is not one to mince words, and we've pretty much already heard what he had to say about Tom Brady. Oh, I expected more in the first game. He's a disappointment, and showed him love the second one. This is what Bruce Arians had to say about whether or not he's concerned about Gronkowski's production so far.
Not really. I mean, he got a nice pass interference call for us, missed him on the over route, but we're not throwing the ball 50 times to the tight ends. So that's what we got receivers for. That's where our offense is built. Gronk's playing pretty solid. Great run blocking in the fourth quarter. So I'm not concerned with his pass catches or his targets.
Well, damn. What did you sign him for? Isn't the allure of having a Rob Gronkowski not only his ability to block, but also what his hands can do, what Gronkowski can do in the open field? He's like a runaway train. I don't think anybody's going to confuse him with a Kelce or a Kittle. I don't think anybody's going to look at him and say, oh, well, he's smooth. But this guy's like a train. He gets the ball in open field, and defensive backs cannot take him down. This man runs around with a RoboCop arm on. And thank God he doesn't need it anymore. But he had on more padding than anybody, with just defensive backs bouncing off of him. So I think it's Bruce Arians. This is another case of Bruce Arians just kind of being crass and just sounding kind of old and crotchety, sounding like an old football coach. Well, this is not what we have him here for. Then why did you even sign him? You have O.J. Howard. You have Cameron Brate. You signed Gronkowski to catch passes. He hasn't done it in the first two games. He hasn't necessarily even gotten the targets. Tom Brady has not gotten him the football. Tom Brady and the team still have work. This is obvious. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. And it's not surprising. Okay? When you have all the weapons, when you're in a new environment, I don't think it's just a granted or a gimme that Gronkowski is going to go out and, you know, pick up where he left off in New England with Tom Brady. Not at all. So I think this is going to take time. And the larger question is, what does a super team do? I like the Bucs. I certainly like the Buccaneers' defense, especially in the front. But when has an all-star team in the NFL come together and just pretty much taken a whole league by storm? When have we ever assembled a group of players and it just automatically works out? This isn't the NBA. The NFL, you need 11 guys in three different phases of the game to go out and win. Before we went to break, we were talking about the Los Angeles Lakers. We were talking about the Nuggets. LeBron James is a walking team. The NBA is driven by its singular stars. You can have a transcendent player on your team. You can have a superstar. You may not win a title, but you certainly can become competitive. In the NFL, it doesn't work that way. You can have a transcendent QB. You can have a Patrick Mahomes, but he still needs a serviceable team. He still needs players around him to help him compete. It's not a gimme. It's not a granted. So what makes you think that in 1 year where the Tampa Bay Buccaneers haven't had a preseason game, where the Tampa Bay Buccaneers didn't have an OTA, and the most that we heard about was Tom Brady illegally working out with all of his new superstar teammates, what did we honestly expect 2 weeks into the season? None of these guys have played together. And the last time I checked, the NFL is pretty damn good when everybody can kind of tie together. The NFL, a team, is pretty good when you get some reps in. Where are the reps for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? So Rob Gronkowski, he's been MIA. But I'm not going to be worried about Gronk. I'm not going to be worried about Tom Brady. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be fine. I don't know if they're going to be good enough to outright win the division over the Saints. I don't know if I'm prepared to say, hey, I have them in my top three teams to come in and win a Super Bowl. I certainly had them in my top six. But the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will take time. And when we actually get through this season, depending on what they look like, I'm not going to favor the Buccaneers. I'm going to favor some teams that actually have had some experience together. A team like maybe the Chiefs. A team like the Ravens. If you think about the NFC, there's a reason why I'm picking the Saints, or I picked the Saints prior to the season. It's because of their continuity. I'm not so damn sure or certain that a first-year super team in the NFL is going to hoist the Vince Lombardi trophy. I'm not all that convinced. Ask Rob Gronkowski how he feels these first two games have gone. I'm sure he'll tell you in due time. I want to open up the phone lines to you. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Are you confident that Rob Gronkowski is going to step it up? Are you confident that this super team that the Buccaneers has right now is ultimately going to, you know, be one of the final teams standing? I'm not so confident. This ain't the NBA. This isn't the Golden State Warriors. This is football. You need 11 guys, three different phases of the game to actually win and do something. And I'm sorry, Rob Gronkowski, bringing him in with Tom Brady, to me, just isn't enough to cut it. 855-212-4CBS. What do you think about Gronk? What do you think about a super team in the NFL? You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Rob Gronkowski, this dude has been MIA. The whole point of bringing him in was this familiarity with Tom Brady. This is why he unretired and was sent down to Tampa Bay. But he's been nothing. Two receptions for 11 yards. Now, it's still early. I get that. It's not a concern. They need to develop chemistry. It needs to happen. It's not just a matter of Gronkowski being there, but being more acclimated and getting used to Mike Evans and Godwin and Fournette and Howard. I mean, the offensive line. It's not just going to be, let's just dump it out to Gronkowski. It's not. So I think it's going to take time. Gronkowski will get his numbers. Is he the same player from years ago? Who is? Probably not. He's probably not. Do I think you could count on Gronk for 500 yards and five TDs? Maybe a little bit more, yes. Let's see if it happens. It's not going to be necessary for him. Now, having said that, when has a super team worked in the NFL? I don't know if it does. Not just slapping one together. Not putting one together where you haven't had a real offseason. That's a major concern. Let's see what the Bucs can do. I have them in my top six NFL teams. I told you that about 2 weeks ago. But there's some other teams that I'd put before them, especially when you haven't had a chance to practice. At least have a preseason game. Lines are open. What do you think about Gronkowski? What do you think about the Buccaneers? Can a super team, can this super team legitimately go out and win it all? Would you favor them? I think the answer is always yes, they can. But I don't know if I'd say they're one of my favorites. No. 855-212-4CBS is sponsored by Geico. And right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Go to geico.com to learn more. T. Will is calling up from Atlanta. T. Will, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think?
JR, what's up, man? I live in Atlanta, a media guy, former media, television guy, who grew up in Tampa. Tampa has never needed a world beater at quarterback to succeed, to have success. It's always been defense, running game. So to bring Gronkowski in with Brady is just a pure headline-grabbing money grab from the Glazers, who, yeah, have the money to put together a super team, but they never really know football. They're not a football family. They're a money family. So it was just a money grab. You can't build a future around a team, around a aging quarterback and an aging tight end. It's not going to work, but it's just there for headlines, my friend. That's really what it's all about.
Well, T. Will, I'll tell you this. When you got a 43-year-old quarterback and you give him a two-year deal, yeah, there certainly is no future there. You're trying to do it right now. And we know trying to slap things together right now, the odds on that in your leash generally ain't long.
Well, the Bucks aren't that team to do that because Jerry's Cowboys in the 90s did it when they tried to bring Deion in, and then Deion hopped over to San Fran. So super teams kind of work, but you really have to have homegrown talent, I think, and nurture talent and build chemistry. You can't build chemistry in a pandemic.
That's
all I got.
That's right. T. Will calling up from Atlanta. I don't disagree with that. They haven't, and this is no knock. But when the hell have they worked out? When the hell have they played against somebody else? They haven't. They got two games in. Everybody's behind an eight ball. I'd say the Buccaneers are one of the teams at a disadvantage. Why do you think that Tom Brady was so damn eager to just go and work out? He knows. The guy got six rings. He knows. Time ain't on your side. Grady's calling from Atlanta. Grady, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, JR?
I'm fine, Grady. Go ahead.
All right. I think this year Tom Brady, he's the GOAT. And, down there with Gronk. I mean, I love Gronk. But I think this time around, we're really going to put that GOAT title to a test coming to the NFC South. I just think, you're not playing Miami anymore. So I just think, the gauntlet of Saints, Falcons, Carolina Panthers, I mean, even though Carolina lost or 0-2, I still think all these games are going to be close ones. And I think this is going to be Tom Brady's test at the end of his career. On coming down to the NFC South, it's not going to be a cakewalk, I don't think, like it was when he was up in New England. And to be honest right now, I mean, the division, I believe, is still early. And like you just stated, JR, everybody's behind the eight ball. I'm still holding out hope for my Dirty Birds. I mean, every team in the division has one or more losses right now. So our 0-2 collapse doesn't look as bad as it probably would if the Saints were 2-0. But as far as Gronk and Tom, I think that they might make it to the playoffs, but it's going to be a tough haul for those guys in the NFC South right now.
No, I agree with you. And Grady, I know someone else who agrees with you. His name is Arthur Blank because he hasn't fired Dan Quinn yet. So you have an ally there as well, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Grady, for calling up from Atlanta. Yeah, Dan Quinn still has a job. Still think about that. Should have been gone a long time ago. Jeff is calling up from Charlotte. Jeff, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What are your thoughts on the Buccaneers and this super team?
I agree with everything you said, JR. They're going to need time to mesh. And I agree with you, too. We haven't seen a super team work in the NFL. Look at Cleveland, Odell and Jarvis Landry. It hasn't happened. And I just wanted to say I agree with everything you said. It's going to take time, and they haven't had the time to get together.
Sure. And I don't know if they will get that time, Jeff. That's the other big question. Like, that, you don't get that time back. You don't get that you don't get the OTAs back. You don't get a real training camp back. You don't get preseason back. You don't get any of it back. And then the unfortunate part, and thank you, Jeff, for calling from Charlotte, the wide receivers have already had to deal with injuries. It doesn't matter if it's a matter of concussion protocol. It doesn't matter if it's a hamstring. This is tough. And they basically got to do this as they go along. They don't get a chance to go back in time and try to make this work. Frank is calling up from British Columbia. Frank, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, how are you doing tonight? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Frank, go ahead.
I don't think Gronk's the problem. We know why Gronk's there, because Brady wanted him there. That's sure. The only reason he's there.
Yes.
And Tom Brady's the problem. He's looking old. He can't throw deep anymore. He's not the same quarterback that he was when he was with New England. You look at New England, they haven't missed a beat. Brady's gone. I mean, they were one play away from beating Seattle.
Yeah, you know? I don't want to say, I mean, come on. I mean, the jury is still out on that.
How many yards is he throwing for in two games?
Well, what Brady about 450? But it's
yeah.
But,
I mean, Frank, he would throw that in one game with New England.
Oh, but Frank, it's two games, and I don't think it's fair to get caught up in a, you know, New England hasn't missed a beat. I have full confidence in Belichick and his players that they'll have a winning season and a winning year. But that's not a gimme. It's been, Frank, let's say it again. How many games has it been?
Two.
Okay.
But if you look at Brady last year, I think that's one of the reasons they left him go, too. He was looking old last year. He couldn't throw down deep anymore. He doesn't have the same arm. If you watch him on film, you watch him on game, he doesn't have the same arm.
Frank, I'm not going to disagree with you on that. I'm not. Even though people in the organization, including his own coach, will say that Tom Brady's arm looks stronger than it ever has been. I don't disagree with anything that you said. But what I do want to keep in mind and keep in context, that it has only been two games. Let's see what happens. If I have, if I'm the most accomplished quarterback in NFL history, if I have the longevity and the accomplishments to back it up, you know what I want? As my skills might deteriorate, I want to have guys who can help compensate for what I've lost. And that's what Tom Brady has. But has he gotten the time to actually work through it, to build camaraderie? This is a schoolyard football team right now. They're just a bunch of guys with a lot of talent who are playing together. They haven't gotten the repetitions in. Let's see what happens. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I see you, Cleveland. I see you, Charlotte, Toronto, Detroit. Cleveland, if I didn't say it. We're going to get you all on the line. A lot of people got comments. It's about Tom Brady. It's about Gronkowski. It's about a super team. A lot of people got a lot to say. More of your calls when we come back. And then as I roll out, we got to talk about Deion Sanders. We got to talk about Notre Dame. We got to talk about these coaches. There's a lot to discuss. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show with you on CBS Sports Radio. Wow. Time flies when you're having fun. But before I roll out, we got to get back to these phone lines. Rob Gronkowski, out of retirement, joins Tom Brady with the Buccaneers, only has two catches for 11 yards. Bruce Arians, head coach of the Bucs, he says, oh, well, we didn't bring him in here to air the ball out to him 50 times. He's blocking, and that's what we got wide receivers for. Like, good God, and why did you bring the guy in? We know it's because him and Tom Brady had a rapport. You know, what are some great numbers for Gronk this year? What do you think he goes, 505? I'd say at the minimum you'd expect that. But think about the other pass-catching options you got. Godwin and Evans and the fact that these guys haven't had a traditional offseason. There's a lot to catch up on. Let's get to these phone lines. The phone lines are full. Please make your point. Let's have a conversation and keep things rolling. I want to make sure we get everybody in. We got folks calling from Oregon all the way up to Toronto. Let's keep it moving. Lou starting off in Cleveland. Lou, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on Gronkowski and the Buccaneers?
Hey, man, congratulations on the show, man. Great show. Tom Brady is a GOAT for a reason. Gronkowski is a top five tight end of all time. If I remember, a neck surgery having 36-year-old Peyton Manning took Denver Broncos to a 13-3 record his first year. This is Tom Brady. He's better shape than the 36-year-old Manning is. They'll be fine. Like you keep saying, and I'm glad you keep saying it, it's only been two games, folks. Only two games.
All right. Well, thank you, Lou, for calling up from Cleveland. I say it's only two games. That's not to say that things get better. You know, they can get better. Yes, it's only two games. But that's not to say they can max out on what they would have done with a traditional offseason.
There's one thing in life that we do not get back, and it doesn't matter if you're a football player or just somebody walking down the street. We don't get time back. When time is gone, it's done. You don't get it back. It's it. Larry's calling up from Detroit. Larry, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What are you thinking?
Hello?
Yeah, you're here, Larry. What's up?
Yeah, it ain't nothing up, man. It's just that as the season goes on, it's going to get a lot better because Brady, the players, they need to get used to him. And when they get used to him, it's going to be all right, just like it always have. And Gronkowski, he going to catch his number of passes also. And I say, oh, that's going to be about the fifth or sixth games. He going to get ready about the fifth, sixth game. And the season over, believe me, they're going to win at least 10 games, maybe 11. At least 10 games, maybe 11. Guaranteed.
Okay. Larry must have money on it. Larry, you been up to that MGM in Detroit?
Yes, I have.
I know you have. Thank you, Larry, for calling up. Larry got my... Shout outs to all my folks in Detroit. I know about that MGM up there. Let's talk to Ryan. Ryan is calling up from Charlotte, North Carolina. Ryan, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Michael, thanks again. It's always a possibility. I mean, you know, I'll never count out Tom Brady, but right now, it has only been two games, and it can change, but I personally don't think so. I mean, I just have a strange feeling this time it's not going to be like that. And you know, you know Gronkowski, you know, whether Arians' comment after week one towards Brady was blown out of proportion or not, you've got that. Now you've got him talking about bringing Gronkowski in for this and that. I don't know how that's going to affect the team. I just think there's too much going on and not a lot of preparation that was put into it. I think it's going to be a little bit different. And I'll leave you with this one football question. I'll listen offline. Are the Houston Texans in trouble right now? I just want to hear your opinion on that. Thanks again, JR.
Thank you, Ryan, for calling. No doubt, Ryan calling up from Charlotte. Have you seen the trades? When do you trade away all-pro players and get better and hope that the guys you bring in to trade, you hope they work out? Come on. I'm just waiting on the Houston Texans to hit the ground and have to start over again. They're on their way. Eric is in Toronto. Eric, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on the Bucks?
Hey, JR, how's it going?
I'm good, Eric. Shoot.
Not too bad. I was just going to say, I was never, it's unpopular, but I was never a Tom Brady guy. I thought he was an assistant quarterback. Like, anyone that Belichick plugs in there seems to be a winner. Matt Castle, 11-5, and then does nothing the rest of his career. So I found it kind of a poetic justice that he came to Tampa to try and prove me wrong, which I'll take if he does. But on Gronkowski, I was thinking part of that signing might have more been like a smokescreen. They just wanted him to come in. O.J. Howard was always underperforming, and he wasn't really happy. So once they brought Gronk in to maybe show him the ropes and what Tom expects from a tight end and see if he can make it gel any better, I guess. And maybe they didn't expect him to put up big numbers, but more to help out in the behind the scenes.
Well, I mean, that would be a nice story, Eric, and thank you for calling from Toronto. But this is the National Football League. I don't think anybody's going out there to, quote-unquote, mentor anybody. These are competitors. Gronkowski wants the ball. He understands it's going to get spread around. Everybody does. But I'm not going to go as far to say that this was a smoke screen. And I mean, you got 2 years. You got 2 years to win a title. And Gronkowski, he may not be around for two. So the fact of bringing him in to kind of give O.J. Howard an education of what Tom Brady wants, I'm not going for that. That may be a part of his job description. It may be a result of him being around. But I'm not going to say this guy was brought in to kind of babysit. Pops, he's calling up from Oregon. Pops, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Man, thank you, JR. First and foremost, like I told Amy Lawrence the other night, you guys bring it real. You always keep it straight. And I love the fact that you don't have a problem pushing back.
Oh, well, thank you, Pops.
First and foremost, yeah, I appreciate it, man. But I'll tell you, in regards to this whole thing, I'm a Steelers fan, and so I don't like – I've never really been a Brady fan and Patriots and whatnot, but I'm not even going to put it on him or Gronk. Because Tony Producer, it really comes down to the fact that you got a bunch of you know, great talent that was already out there that we all talked about, or everybody talked about in the offseason when they got there. And the reality is they're standing around looking and waiting for it to happen. And again, it's like you said, it's week two, and that they got to get out of that mindset. They got to start performing and not just be, you know, in the bleachers watching this game as it goes on. It's, I mean, they're just not performing because they're waiting for the greatness to happen. And man, at 40 something, it's not gonna transpire like that unless you actually put your own oat on the field. So I really do think it comes down to the other players around them that are needing to not just show up, but you know, stop watching.
All right. Well, we'll see. Thank you, Pops, for calling up from Oregon. Devin, he's calling from Michigan. Devin, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think, Devin?
Yeah. Hey, how's it going, JR?
I'm good. Go ahead.
Hey, man, I just wanted to say that the last caller from your home state of Georgia, not the last caller, but a few minutes ago, that said that Brady played in a watered-down division, he's delusional because this man is 6-3 in the Super Bowl. And until he won the sixth one, it was Joe Montana for me. But the reason why I say that, he didn't just beat the watered-down division. He beat everybody else along the way. Also, the other conference's best team, their best opponent. And there's nothing but a win-win situation for him here in Tampa Bay because he's still going to go down to be the GOAT. So if he does anything great or anything spectacular, Tom Brady will still always remain and be the GOAT. So he's in a win-win situation. As far as the chemistry between him and Gronk, Gronk was out, you know, doing the sports show thing and dancing and commercials and all that. It's going to take time for that chemistry to kick in on another team. But what I do love is how Bruce Arians called out the number one stunner on the team, because that let everybody know that none of y'all are you know, none of you guys will not feel the wrath of how I feel about what's going on. When he called him out, it put everybody else in line. And you can't argue with the fact that he's the GOAT. And I'm not a fan at all. I'm a Detroit Lions fan, so I've suffered through many years of misery, 40 to be exact, because I'm 45. That's when I realized what my pops was going through. You hear me?
All right, Devin, thank you for calling up from Michigan. Norman is going to get the final word here. Norman is calling up from Atlanta. Norm, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you say?
Hey, JR, thanks for your time. Enjoy your show. Hey, as a longtime Patriots fan and a big NFL fan, I've always noticed that the Patriots and most NFL teams, it get from game one to game, you know, 7-8 weeks into the season, teams change. And I expect Tampa Bay, regarding Brady and Gronk, to gel. And he'll have a more defined role as time goes on. But he's got talent in Mike Evans and Godwin when he's healthy. So he's going to use those guys now. But I think Gronk will expand his role once Gronk is more implanted in the offense. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes plenty of sense. I mean, Hey, you want to hear a cliche, Norman?
Yeah.
Rome wasn't built in a day. You've heard that before, right?
I hear you. And some of your callers have suggested that, you know?
Yeah.
It's
Well, we got to wait. We got to be patient, Norman. Are you a Falcons fan?
No, I'm not. I have New England roots, and I've been, been living down south 35 years. But I'm still a New England fan.
But I'm
rooting for Tampa Bay. My loyalties are divided. I'm rooting for Cam Newton and the Patriots equally. It's really weird.
Yeah, I see. Well, Norman, yeah, your allegiances are all over the place. I appreciate you for calling up, my man.
Yeah.
Shout outs,
your show, JR.
No, thank you, Norman. Shout outs to everybody listening all over the country. I appreciate y'all. We had folks call up from British Columbia and Toronto and Oregon and Carolina and Arizona and Atlanta, California. Thank you. Michigan. Yeah, if you're outside the MGM right now, if you're rolling around the MGM in Detroit downtown, a big shout out to you. I don't even know I believe it's open. I don't know about the hours, but congrats to you.
going outside and living your life. I appreciate you. Listen, folks, I've been living my life with you for the past 4 hours. But guess what? I'm going to do it again tomorrow. There's plenty that we didn't get a chance to talk about. You know, Deion Sanders is now a college coach at Jackson State. We had a chance to talk about the masks. We're going to talk about Bubba Wallace, the NCAA, college football, Notre Dame. I mean, they're having COVID issues. There's plenty going on in the world of sports. Major League Baseball finishing up their week. The NBA moving towards their finals. The NHL already there. The NFL week 3 coming up. There is plenty of sports to discuss. And tomorrow, it's the middle of the week. It's time for me to bring you a top 6 list. So wait on that. That's definitely going to happen. Thank you to everybody who called up in this show. We started off talking about teams that are 2-0, surprising the hell out of you. We talked about Breeze and Wentz and Josh Allen. Then we went to Cam Newton. Is he going to get his money? Is he eventually going to get paid by the Patriots? Blake Bortles has a job before Kaepernick. The Lakers, they lost to the Nuggets. People in Denver hate my guts. That's perfectly fine. It's okay. And then we went to talking about Gronkowski. We're going to have more of these conversations tomorrow. You can find me on social media in the meantime at JR Sport Brief. If you missed any of the show, you can hit rewind on the free radio.com app. You can also get the JR Sport Brief show wherever you get your favorite podcast. Okay, I'll be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Thank you to producer Stu Kovacs. You're listening to CBS Sports Radio. Amy Lawrence is up next. JR is gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.